And welcome back to the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center, along with Curtis Salute to my right, far right, it's Drew Joyce, and back in the studio, Nate Hudson, engineers. Our broadcast in return for the first game of 2024 for the Grizzlies, and they'll be taking on the Linkier Prep Lions from Branson. The Grizzlies come into the second half of the season with an overall mark of 7-8. Linkier Prep is 11-7. They play a lot of the teams in Region 16 over the course of the basketball season. We're about ready for the starting lineups. We have Linkier Prep, and their starting five are on the floor. The Grizzly five will be introduced. First of all, for Linkier Prep, their starting five will be Xavier Reidenauer, a 6'2 guard from Kingfisher, Oklahoma. Nathan Vachon is a 6'5 guard from Siloam Springs, Arkansas. Lincoln Cantrell is a 6'8 postman from Altoona, Iowa. Carter Carbonell, 6'1 guard from Norman, Oklahoma, and Sentinel Moore, a very good 6'8 forward from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He got hurt in the first half of the game against these guys in the first game of the season back on November the 2nd. Eventually, the Grizzlies went on and won that game, 76-55. Starting five now for the Grizzlies, and it's a different lineup to start the new year. Starting five will be Kendon Peebles, a 6'5 sophomore from Hampton, Virginia. Javian Downey, 6'3 freshman guard from Toronto, Canada. Erji Hunami, a 6'4 freshman from Windsor, Ontario. Treyon Grant Foster, 6'6 freshman, transfer from Indian Hills from Kansas City. And Lionel Kamwemba, a 6'8 freshman from Democratic Republic of Congo. The Grizzlies are coached by Jared Fay. So those are the starters for the game. For the Grizzlies, it'll be Peebles, Downey, Hunami, Grant Foster, and Kamwemba. For Linkier, Carbonell, Reidenauer, Cantrell, Moore, and Vachon. Curtis Blue is here. You know, last time we did a game, it was 113-110 in double overtime.
Yeah, it was quite a crazy way to end the first half of the season, and definitely not hoping to replicate that tonight.
All right, let's see if we can replicate the first meeting where the Grizzlies won by 21. Grizzlies win the tip. This basketball game is underway. Top of the circle, it's TGF, and he'll give it over to Erji Hunami. Lob pass down low, good catch inside, pump fake up inside, goes up with a shot, can't get it. Lionel's there, he had it stripped away, tipped out of bounds by Linkier. And it'll be Grizzly basketball, and they'll have a fresh shot clock. Philo DeBeer along with Chance Wallison and Robert Grayer are the officials for the ball game tonight. Shot clock is reset and shows 19. And as soon as we agree on that, and we have. Here we go on the inbound play. Javian gets it in finally to Kendon. Outside, the TGF with it. Foster hands it off, down the key, all the way. Here's a right-hand drive, blocked away. Really good defensive play that time by Sentinel Moore on the block, and Linkier come away with it. Up high, it's Reidenauer over on the left wing. They'll go to the left baseline, cut off, shot off the board, up and good. Nathan Vachon with the first basket of the ball game for Linkier, and it's 2-0.
If I remember correctly, he was one of the leading scorers the last time we faced them.
We'll look that up here in just a little bit. Pass to the low block inside. Kamwemba, wraparound bounce pass, bad pass. Stolen. And back will come the Lions with a 2-0 lead. You know, we are famous for poor starts, so it'd be great to get off to a good start here. But right now, down 2-0. Bounce pass, low block. Ball knocked away from Moore on a pass inside by Treyon Grant Foster. It'll stay with the Lions under their own basket. In the last game, our top two scorers were Kyle Germany with 20, Carlos Paul had 15, neither one of them starting tonight. Here's a lob pass on the inbound play out front. Lincoln Cantrell to the right elbow at the left point. Carter Carbonell. Over on the right side, they get it to Xavier Reidenauer with two on the shot clock. Just got rid of the shot, shoots an air ball, and it's turnover. Good defense that time by the Grizzlies. Shot clock violations are pretty rare, but it's an indication you're playing pretty good defense. And in that particular case, that plus the fact Linkier wasn't paying attention to the shot clock. At the left point, Kumwimbo trying to get the ball in. They do on the low block. Trayon has it, backs down, turns, right hand off the board, no good. Tipped off the glass, no good. Tip alive, kept alive, put up inside, no good. Bob Lionel put up, good by Trayon Grant Foster. And we're on the board in 2024, and we're tied at two. Xavier Reidenauer guarded by Urji Hanami out front. They'll switch on the right wing. Here's a catch and shoot for a three, rattles out, and the rebound to Javian Downey. Up the left side quick, Trayon takes it. All the way to the low block, dribble it out of bounds, fumble it out of bounds, third turnover, second turnover on the Grizzlies. Now the Grizzlies will apply some full court pressure. This is a little bigger lineup overall, maybe, that Coach Bay's going with here. Good athletic lineup, good defensive lineup. Up the right sideline, Sentinel Moore in the front court. Lions basketball tied at two, 2.5 minutes into the ball game. On the right sideline now, on the dribble, curling at the elbow to the right wing. We'll get the ball there to Lincoln Cantrell. He goes around, Foster gets in the paint, gets stuck, leans in, shoots a right-hand shot, no good. Rebounded by Urji Hanami. Urji at the left side, Javian Downey all the way in, right-hand scoop off the rim, up and good. He was too far under to use the backboard and laid it in, makes it 4-2 Grizzlies.
And that's where the Grizzlies have been good this year, trying to get fast break points.
And is it just me, or does it appear the Grizzlies are really trying to play faster coming out of the defensive end, it looks like? Over on the right side, Nathan Bashaw. He's guarded tight by Hanami, down the key all the way. Right-hand shot is no good, but he got fouled on the shot. And that'll be the first foul of the basketball game with 16:48 to go, and the foul's on Kendon Peebles for the Grizzlies. So, Xavier Reidenauer at the free throw line for the Lions from Branson, from Linkier Prep.
I think it's Vachon.
I'll say Reidenauer?
Yeah.
Well, that's not him. That's actually Nathan Vachon. First free throw is good.
Want to make sure you got it right in the book.
Well, eventually. Leading scorer for Linkier last time is Carter Carbonelli. He had 17 points in Vachon kid at the free throw line was second in line with 15 points, but he misses the free throw here. And it's 4-3. Grizzlies have the basketball. Carlos Paul in the game for the Grizzlies. At the point, Kendon Peebles. Out front, Trayon Grant Foster. Carlos has replaced Lionel in the lineup. Three ball, right wing, good. Trayon Grant Foster knocks one down. He has 5 of the 7, and it's 7-3. Pretty good start for the Grizzlies. And a ball thrown away in the backcourt on the press. Kendon Peebles forced that pass to be further up the floor than they wanted, and the ball went sailing out of bounds. Grizzlies get the turnover. Grizzlies in the white with the blue and red. The Lions are in the black with a little bit of Carolina blue and white. Pass to the high post, right elbow. Triple team on Carlos. Now he's open, wide open for the jumper, and that ball is good. It hit the lip of the rim and just fell in. Carlos had 15 in the first meeting back in early November. It's 9-3 Grizzlies. Good start. Up the right side front court, Nathan Vachon with the basketball, guarded by Javian Downey. Second half of the season is going to be really good for Javian Downey. He is poised and ready to go. Here's the ball tipped away from the postman. Moore picked up out front by Cantrell. Now shot deep in the left corner for a three. No good. Good block off on the play by Kendon Peebles. And Linkier can't save it. Out of bounds. Grizzly ball. 15:21 to go in the first half. 9-3. MSU West Plains on top. Kyle Germany in the ball game for the Grizzlies. 6'3 guard from Detroit. Now in the corner, here's Kendon Peebles. From the right corner, holds it up. Back outside to TGF on the right wing. Kyle Germany, bounce pass on the baseline. Carlos raises up and just shoots it off back iron. No good. Rebounded by Vachon. And back from left to right come the Lions. Good job by Foster to cut off the dribble there as they get the ball out. Now to Carbonell, their leading scorer in the first meeting. Dribbles the key, kicks it to the right corner. Open shot for a three. It's no good. Good block off, but the ball goes long to the corner, and Moore stepped out of bounds going after the loose ball, and it goes back to the Grizzlies. Kamari Vinson will come in the ball game. One Virginian for another is Kendon Peebles will come out of the ball game. So right now, Kyle Germany, Javian Downey, Trayon Grant Foster, Carlos Paul, and Kamari Vinson are the five for the Grizzlies. Broadcasting on the radio here on KDY and around the world at OzarkRadioNews.com. Here's a drive by Foster. Blocking foul will be the call against the Lions. Now we'll stop the clock at 14:30 as Ernest Grayer on top of it makes the call.
I think it'll be on Ridden Hour. Oh.
Trayon at the line to shoot. First one is good. And they say the foul is on 52.
I don't even see a 52 on the floor right now. They just changed to 7, so it is Ridden Hour.
It is Ridden Hour. Okay, next free throw also good for TGF. And that was the first foul against Linkier. Front court now. In the front court, Jalen Callaway, 6-foot guard from St. Louis, has the ball. He's just in. Crossover dribble. Good job by Kyle Germany. Just stayed right in the kitchen there, and he couldn't do anything with it. Over on the right side now. Here's Ridenour, guarded by Javian Downing. Good defense. Turned him twice. Gets in. Wraparound pass underneath. Layup is good by Sentinel Moore. His first basket of the ball game. This Ridenour kid for Linkier. Very heady ball player. Now ball tipped, lost, and picked up by the Lions. They come back on the break the other way. Down the key. Whistle, travel violation. Turnover 4 on Linkier, so they return the favor after the Grizzly turnover. Gage Pitts is in for the Grizzlies for Javian Downey. Grizzlies have this game tonight and then play next Wednesday at Park Hills, Missouri. Out front to the left wing. TGF has it. Kamari Vinson playing in the high post. Now to the baseline. Germany. Fall away from 12 feet short. Rebounded. Picked up by Kamari Vinson. Puts it on the deck on the baseline. Fall away. Jump shot from 12 is good. Kamari Vinson off the bench. Adds to the Grizzly lead. Front court left corner now. They'll move it back outside. At the point, to the left wing, Moore has it. To the baseline, cut off, back out on the wing. Joshua Lowe in the ball game. Big kid from Flower Mound, Texas. Left point, 3 is no good. Tip to the far corner. Good job by Gage Pitts. Chasing it down, and he got whacked in the face by Sentinel Moore going for the loose ball. And the foul will be the second team foul on the Lions and the first one on Sentinel Moore. 6'8 forward from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. He got hurt in the first half of the first game between these two teams. And when he left the game really changed quite a bit. Kyle Germany walks it up the floor over the timeline. 13-5. Grizzlies on top by 8. Kyle at the point. At the left point, Lionel Kimwemba. Gage Pitts has it. Wraparound pass on the block. Down low, Carlos Paul inside. Up, right-hand baby hook. Too stout. Rebounded by Joshua Lowe. And back will come the Lions from left to right in the black and blue. Fade away, jump shot. 12 is good. Nice move, Sentinel Moore. With a nice fadeaway jumper from the left baseline, makes it 13-7. Grizzlies on offense with Kamari Vinson out front. Kyle Germany fakes, goes left. Hedge played by Moore, now down the paint, bounce pass across. Lionel Kimwemba, double team, reach in, whistle, jump ball. And it'll be Lions basketball. A lot of congestion down there on the low block around Lionel Kimwemba. As he got tied up, right now we'll go out of the ball game now for the Lions. Eli Kennedy is in their lineup, 6'3 guard from Waco, Texas.
And Adam Olds, 5'11 guard from Memphis.
up the left side. Olds has it, takes it all the way to the basket. Ball lost, picked up, kicked out on the wing. Callaway, ball fake, and it traveled, but no call. Now they'll handle it out front with Jalen Callaway. Here's a drive, kick across, bad pass, stolen away, turnover. Now back the other way, two-on-two break, and Kyle Germany crashed and burned. Hopefully he didn't turn an ankle. He gets up slowly in the backcourt, and he's okay. At the right point, right corner. Here's a three, no good. Rebound by Kamari Vincent. Grizzlies back. Kyle's going to have to come out of the game. He looks a little distressed over there, although he's getting around seemingly all right. 15 seconds to go in the possession. Jamie and Downey will check in for him at the next stop. High post left elbow, Carlos Paul puts it on the deck, drives in, lays it up and good. Carlos, man, that's what he does very well. 15-7, Grizzlies by 8. Timeline, cross court, pass, stolen away. Great play, Gage Fitz, coast to coast, lays it up and good. Some of that Thayer defense there. Gage first basket. Olds fresh, now up the right side, in the front court to the baseline. Sentinel Moore out to Olds. Splits it, hook pass to the left point. Callaway, left corner. Here's a fake. Drive in, pull-up shot from 16 is up and good by Eli Kennedy. That's his first basket. 17-9, Grizzlies by 8. First game, Grizzlies had a 7-point lead at halftime. Grizzlies flatten out before across the baseline, and now move as Gage Pitts gets it to the high post. Kamari Vincent backs his guy down. Big mismatch. Here's a turn fadeaway shot. Forced up, no good. And Sentinel Moore gets the rebound. That's a good matchup. He's got to have some rebounders there. The mismatch with Kamari being guarded by Adam Olds, who has the ball at the offensive end. The point wide open, shoots it, no good. Rebound comes off. Picked up back to Olds, who will drive in. Blocked away by Kamari Vincent, out of bounds. He'll stay with the Lions. They'll have 16 on the shot clock. 9:33 to go. That means media timeout time. Under the 10-minute mark. 17-9, Grizzlies on top of the Lions. We come back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brake should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world for 4 consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
And now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
Back to play. Link your prep with the ball. Grizzlies lead by 8. Make it now 5. On a 3 from the point. Drill by Lincoln Cantrell. And that makes it 17-12 coming out of the timeout. TGF has it, cross-court pass to the right corner, touch pass across to JV and Downey, crossover, gets in the paint, gets bumped, shoots, no good. Foul on the play, hand check foul, no shot involved. Ernest Grayer will get over and make the official pronouncement. Spencer Anderson in the ball game for Link here, he is called for the foul. Grizzlies will throw it in from underneath with JV and Downey. Lob pass out front. TGF spins to the middle, goes up. Right hand layup is good. TGF has 9 of the 19, 19-12. Deflected pass cross court, picked up by Callaway. Now in the front court, on the left side, Kennedy shoots it from the left side. That Cantwell ball is way short. Air ball up the right side. Here comes Gage Pitts. Wraparound pass on the baseline, circling back out Hunami, and now the Grizzlies set their offense. Gage Pitts, Lionel Kamwimba, DGF, Urgi Hunami, and Javian Downey. Pass in the middle, right hand. Baby hook is up and good by Lionel Kamwimba. You know, if we could get him more looks at the basket like that, he could be a 10-12 point a game scorer.
Oh, yeah. Double-double all night.
Front court now with Callaway. Hook pass back outside, right point pass. They'll move it back behind. Olds got away with his second walk in the first half. On the left side, down the key. Left-hand runner is going to be no good, but a foul. Chance Wallison will make that call and pronounce that against Gage Pitts, his first foul.
Anderson got away with the travel there, too.
A little bit of that going on. We didn't have a game from mid-December till now, so I've seen some of these guys working high school basketball games over the past few weeks. Talking about the officials. Here's a free throw. First one is no good for Spencer Anderson. Came in off the bench. 6'1", guard from Flower Mound, Texas. Out tonight is Lucas Prolup. Still battling foot injury. Coach Faye says he's getting better, making progress, but just not quite ready. Here's the next free throw. Good. 1 out of 2 for Spencer Anderson. And didn't mention it earlier, but Tom Emmerich, forward from Mansfield, is no longer on the team. He has transferred to BBC. So we wish him nothing but the best of luck. Grizzlies on offense with Hunami. Pitts back over to Hunami. At the point now, Kendon Peebles. Kendon puts it on the deck, goes strong to the hole, puts it up, no good. Rebound over the back. Hunami had it stripped, but he got fouled. Team foul 4 now on Linkier. And that's a foul on Spencer Anderson.
His second.
Yep. And not sure. No, he was in the act of shooting. So, Urgi Hunami. The first thing you get out of Urgi, first free throw, no good. First thing you get out of Urgi when you see him is a big smile. The second thing you get is somebody that at 6'3" and kind of thick, physical player is a nightmare to be guarded by. Next free throw is good. Urgi's first point of the ball game. And he comes out. Now, Riley Whitaker from Calico Rock comes in. Tonight, by the way, is Fairview night, Fairview Schools night. They're not making as much noise as Calico Rock did, at least so far. In the backcourt, the Lions get over the timeline. Up the right side, the Nathan Vachon in the corner now. Cantrell back out to the point, and they'll reset their offense. To the right side, to the baseline. They'll double-team wraparound pass, bad pass, stolen away by TGF. And the Lions with their 7th turnover. Up the right side of the floor, down the key all the way. Step through, right hand scoop. Oh, good, too hard. And the ball comes off, and Linkier back with 3-on-4. On the right sideline, to the right baseline, and that'll be a foul on Riley Whitaker. Riley kind of sort of had his elbow up against the side of his head as he went around him. 22-13, no shot involved. Linkier basketball underneath. Lob pass on the inbound play. Now from the wing, no good. Rebounded by JV and Downey. Across to Foster. Trayon sure looks different with that haircut. On the right side. Now back to the left point. Riley back over to JV and Downey. Deflected pass with 12 on the shot clock. TGF kicks it inside out. On the wing, Downey with a three. No good. Rebound comes off. Near tie up, but pulled away by Nathan Vachon. Linkier with the ball, down by 9. Grizzlies defense has been really pretty good here in the first half. Step through play, eye off the board, no good. We'll get a foul call on the Grizzlies. It'll be 2 shots. And if that's what it is, that's on Riley Whitaker again, so he has 2 quick fouls. Free throw shooter, Nathan Vachon, 1 out of 2. First try here, good. Carlos Paul, Kamari Vincent come in Trayon Grant Foster goes out of the lineup for the Grizzlies, along with Gage Pitts. And the free throw is good. I see Lucas Prola on the bench. He doesn't have the walking boot on anymore, so that's good. 22-15. Kyle Germany tried to spin to the middle. Got swiped from behind. Fifth turnover on the Grizzlies front court, cross court underneath. Trapped in the lane, back out on the wing. Here's a drive, Vachon, pump fake up. Good foul in the play. Basket counts, and that foul will be on Kamari Vinson. And a chance for a three-point play for Linkier Prep. Nathan Vachon now has 7 points. Kit Zerfus is in the ball game for Linkier, 6 foot guard from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And the free throw, no good. So it's just two, not three. And the Grizzlies come back with the basketball up by five now. 22-17, we haven't scored in a little while. Gage Pitts at the right point, Kendon Peebles. Lob pass to the high post. Carlos Paul puts it on deck. Good. Spin move. Puts it up off the glass. Good. And now I think I remember why Carlos Paul had such a good game last time. He wore him out in the low blocks. Down the floor is Zerfus. Lob pass outside. Back to the right wing. Ball fake to the right baseline. A little bunt, no call to the right baseline. The handoff goes to Nathan Vachon. He'll get in the paint, tries to go in against Downey, faces up, turns, shoots, and scores. That's a little bit of a mismatch for the Lions as Vachon posted up against a slightly smaller player. Here's pass down low. Good catch by Carlos in the block. Lays it up and in. And a timeout on the floor. 5:10 to go in the first half. Grizzlies enjoy a 7-point lead, 26-19. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Bailey Shipping GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
If you are constantly borrowing a truck to haul wood and end up breaking the back glass out of your neighbor's truck, you might need a truck.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. If it's time to get your own truck, Bailey Chevy GMC has the right one for you. Come in to find yours, and together let's drive.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
At the Civic Center, we're 5 minutes away from halftime. It's 26-19. Grizzlies lead Linkier by 7. Linkier basketball in the black in the front court to the right. Up by Xavier Reidenauer, guarded by Kamari Vinson. Grizzlies have been in the man-to-man the entire game. At the right point, they'll circle it back outside with Carter Carbon. And a long three is no good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Carlos Paul up the right side. And that's got to be a blocking foul as Javian Downey took it all the way to the basket. And a foul is going to be called on that play on Kit Zerfus. That's going to be his first foul. No shot involved, 4:40 to go. I want to say hello to Ken Peoples, who is probably watching, listening, both the stream in Virginia. Hope Kenny had a great Christmas, Happy New Year, and the entire Peoples family. Lob pass out front, Grizzly basketball. On the inbound play, and we'll set up with Javian Downey, and there's 18 on the shot clock. Screen goes to the right, all the way to the hole. Puts it up on the drive, up and good. Javian Downey, sometimes you see a flash of just how good he is going to be. And we saw a little of it right there. He has 4. Up the floor, breaking the press. Alley-oop, Sentinel Moore with a catch. Shot good. Foul in the play, and the basket will count. The Grizzlies will get another foul. Urji Hunami was in the general vicinity, and he got called for his first foul. So a bucket for Sentinel Moore.
You mentioned that he got hurt, Moore did, in the last game, and he's had more of an impact this time.
You're always better when you can stay out there. And this kid, and he'd be nice to have on your basketball team. Free throw is good. Three-point play, 7 points for Sentinel Moore. 6'8" forward from Oklahoma City. He'll be playing somewhere, probably a Division I level or high D2. Grizzlies on offense, 15 on the shot clock. Javian Downey at the timeline, 28-22 Grizzlies. Javian, pull-up left elbow shot is an air ball. That'll go out of bounds, and it'll go back over to Link here. That was just a case of forcing the ball a little bit there, not getting your shot in the offense. Kyle will come in for Javian. When you shoot an air ball, a lot of the time you can just look over your shoulder and see that your time is done for a little while. Gage Pitts is in the game, along with Kyle Termini at the guards. Kamari Vince in front of the press. Up the right side, they break the press with Sentinel Moore on the drive down to the baseline. Right-hand baby hook, no good. Tip long at free throw line, picked up. Ridenour leans in, scoop shot, good. Nice move. Xavier Ridenour with his first basket of the ball game. 28-24. Noticed as Linkier's defense has got better here in the second half, their offense has gotten better, too. 3:18 to go, first half. TGF has it. Now on the right sideline. High screen. Spins back against it. Lob to the far corner. Kyle Germany with a three. No good. Rebound will be kept high in the air, picked up by Kamari Vincent. Vincent out to the left point. Grizzlies get 20 more seconds on the shot clock. TGF way out on the right side. Puts it on the floor. Kicks it to the far corner. Gage Pitts with a three. No good. Rebound tipped high. Picked up by Lionel Kamwimba. Kamari Vincent, right corner. Over the top pass. Kyle Germany. They are really helping on Lionel inside because they don't have any size inside. Pass to the corner. Here's three by Gage Pitts. No good. Collision there after the shot. Picked up by Kamari Vincent. Loose basketball. Who'll come up with it? Tied up. Grizzly basketball with 2:27 to go in the first half. All right, so if Gage Pitts was not fouled on that shot in the corner where he fell down afterwards, that would be a flop, would it not?
I mean, it has to be one or the other, right?
Well, if it's not a foul, if there was body contact and you acknowledge that, that's a foul. But they didn't acknowledge that because they didn't call anything. So it has to be one or the other.
But the defender fell down too, so.
Inbound play, good catch in the middle, up and good by Trayon Grant Foster. TGF has 11. 30-24, backcourt pressure. The Grizzlies with that press, which they've employed since the beginning of the ball game. Front court right side, Jalen Callaway now. He'll pull it back with 2:05 to go in the first half. Good crowd here for a Thursday night ball game. Lob pass to Moore inside, goes up, missed the shot, and rebounded by the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany up middle of the court right side. Vincent sets, pops a three, no good. Rebound long, right back to him though. And now back out to Kyle. Three ball, right point. Spins off, no good. Rebound. Lionel Kamwimba can't get it to finish. And the rebound to the Lions. Maybe if we had one more chance. We're getting a lot of chances.
We are. At least we're rebounding.
Surface left baseline. Hook pass inside to Moore. Turns to his right. Tough shot, no good. Ball bobble picked up by Moore. Kick it out on the right wing. Ridenour with a three, no good. Rebound long. Gage Pitts has a guy ahead of the field. Here comes TGF, and the layup is good. You could tell right in the middle of that, he was thinking about dunking it. Then he changed his mind at the last minute. 32-24. Right corner. Here's an open three. No good. On the miss by Vachon. Rebounded by Kamwimba up the right side. And right now, Linkier is looking to me a little gassed. 48 seconds to go. First half. Gage Pitts has it. Hassled out front by Callaway. Kicks it across court now. At the point, Kyle Germany, 34 seconds, 6 on the shot clock. Kyle, bounce pass, give and go. Layup right hand, no good. But a foul, and Sentinel Moore will be called on the foul of Lionel Kamwimba. He'll get up slowly. And he'll go to the free throw line as Moore picks up his second foul. Well, I haven't seen it put on the board yet. All I see is 11. If it's 11, that's on Vachon. And it must be because that's his first foul. Sentinel Moore from Linkier was protesting that he didn't foul him. Well, he didn't foul him. It's somebody else. Lionel Kamwimba, free throw shooter. And the first try is good. 33-24, the Grizzlies could lead by 10 with 29 seconds to go in the first half. One more try for the 6'8 postman from the Congo. No good. And the rebound to Sentinel Moore, and Linkier will have it. Shot clock is off. 23 seconds to go in the half. Callaway out front, guarded by Kendon Peebles. And now a whistle offensive foul. Push-off is going to be called against Linkier, and that'll be on Kit Zerfus. And that'll be the 7th team foul, which should be a 1-1, should it not?
It should.
Well, they're going to say it's player control, so probably not.
I like that matchup again with Callaway and Peebles. That's in our favor.
And it'll be Grizzly basketball in the backcourt. Player control foul, no free throws. 16.6 to go in the half. Grizzly basketball, and they're up by 9 with 12 seconds at midcourt. Javian Downey on the dribble. Picked up out front by Anderson. Down the key all the way. Wraparound pass to the point. Riley Whitaker's got a 3 off the back iron. Rebound tipped out. Picked up by Linkier. That's the end of the first half. First time these teams played back on November the 2nd. Grizzlies had a lead at the half. And they have one here. Grizzlies in that first matchup were up, I believe, 39-32 at halftime. We're going to look and make sure. But we'll go over the scoring from the first half here in Jelly. It was 39-32. So a 7-point lead first game. This game up by 9. And we're at halftime. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. And we'll come right back after the break and count up the scoring and look toward the second half of the season coming up here on Hot Country KDY.